that Winky's choice for an Irish song? Let's say Bad Hair Day.
That's what Bill's doing right now. Toot that thing up and pop lock and drop it. And he is wide open. Hey, give him credit, man. And was he 72?
I think Bill Belichick 73? Is 72 and, or 73. Yeah. And
he wide open right now.
Courtney's lead moments ago was about the photo that Bill and his beloved Jordan shared over the weekend. And, Bill is lying on a beach with his feet up in the air, and Jordan is playing airplane, lying atop his feet, and very romantic photo.
Yeah,
I got to give him credit when it comes. He's obviously got a couple, throwing a couple extra leg days in.
Yeah. I would struggle doing
and
that.
So I'm sure, Courtney, your lead was that she's trolling everybody. You believe.
Yeah, she doesn't. She wants you to know that she sees what you're saying, and she doesn't care. She knows she's 24. She knows he's 72. She doesn't give an F.
Is he participating in the troll? Does he like the troll?
I don't think he probably likes the trolling. But then you go and you see it, when he's in audiences at different award shows and they make a joke about it, he's laughing. Yeah. So, well,
he laughed at the roast, too. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
You could tell, like I said, Bill, he doesn't like it, but, you know, she got him wide open. She got him, you know, she's probably doing something that he probably ain't never seen before.
Kind of like it. I like seeing behind the scenes Bill Belichick. We've never had that before. Even when he was with Linda, he wasn't participating in stories and Instagrams. Yeah. If we saw him, it was like breaking news.
Okay, but how far is it going to go? I mean, he was willing to dress up for Halloween and go and take a beach photo.
Yeah.
She was the mermaid,
and he was a fisherman. She's an advocate for fishermen in Maine right now. She's speaking on their behalf. She was doing a lot of things, asking the president to help. So,
Hey, good people make
was
you
that
do
her cause.
Yeah, that's her cause. I think. Okay, yeah, supporting the fishermen.
Okay. Good people make you do some crazy stuff sometimes.
Okay.
I mean, let's be honest.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, you'd be like, whoa.
Yeah. I guess.
What do you need me to do again? Okay. You need me to dress up like a fisherman and to act like I'm catching a mermaid? Okay.
It just seems so out of character for Bill, but that's fine.
I love it.
I mean, I'm glad that I love love, so I'm glad that he's found love.
Correct.
He's found more than love.
Wiggy, your lead this morning?
All right, so my lead is this. Good morning, everybody. I'm happy with what Vrabel's doing with the defense, but I need to ask him a question. And I know how smart he is as a player and as a coach. Is what are you doing? I know Curtis, that's his thing. Is, you know, what are you doing?
What are we doing?
Yeah, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
What are we doing here, Mike Vrabel? When we start to look and we start to evaluate your off season as a coach, I gave you like a B+. Which is starting to go in the other direction, because defensively you're doing everything that we're cool with, but you knew the biggest issue coming into this football team was the offense.
And you're talking about both the line, specifically a left tackle, and a wide receiver of some renown.
Right, and more so specifically your skilled players, because I think you can always get by with a left tackle that might not be as good when you have talented skill players. And when you look at your skill players, Ramondre Stevenson took a step back. Hunter Henry is probably your best offensive player, and he's a solid player, but he's not scaring no defenses. And your wide receiver room, we know what that is. So you're coming into an offense, and you have a young, talented, young second-year quarterback that you should be building around with skilled players.
Well, I am guessing that Elliott Wolf must be telling Mike Vrabel, we can take care of both of those needs in the draft.
But I'm not. I'm going to put some of the blame on Elliott Wolf, but I'm going to lay more of this blame on Vrabel's lap, because we have to say, you brought him in here, and we all believe that his voice means more in that room than anybody else, right? So do we believe Vrabel has a bigger voice in that room than Elliott Wolf?
I do.
I would hope so.
Right, so then this is a Mike Vrabel thing. Mike, what are we doing skill position wise when it comes to giving Drake May talent that's going to make him better? If you have a good offensive line and you have nobody to throw it to, what's that mean? If you have an average offensive line and you have talent to throw to, you can get away with things.
Well, we talked about it at the start of the show, but I don't understand why you were not willing to give Cooper Kupp $15 million a year. And I get it. It was it ended up being a 3-year deal, so it's $45 million. But
it's probably only like 2 years because there's probably some out in the third year.
I don't understand it. And that was a guy who said or was telling people that he was intrigued with the possibility of coming here.
Right.
So I don't understand it.
Right. Cam Robinson, the left tackle from the Miami Vikings, the Minnesota Vikings, still available.
Yeah, Shime was all over. I was listening to Shime on Saturday. He's all over bringing him in, and why not, right?
Yeah, why not? Why not throw a one-year deal at him?
Yeah, and so you could solve that issue there. But the wide receiver thing is I don't get it.
Right.
I don't know what the plan is.
And I don't even get I look at that and I go – it's not just the wide receiver room. You need upgrades at potentially in your running back room. Maybe you should be starting to look at a younger tight end because Hunter Henry's getting older. I know they re-signed Hooper. And if your best asset on this football team is your quarterback, why are you not giving him and that's why I'm asking Mike, why are you not giving him those pieces unless you're going to do something that shocks us all before the draft?
Well, here's a text for you on the Subaru of New England text line, 978 text. Maybe he thinks that Bourne and Douglas will be great, Wiggy. And
Mike is a smart guy. And I know he might say, okay, maybe they have some upside, but he's still got to know I'm coming into an organization where – I probably have one of the worst wide receiver rooms in the National Football League. There's no way he's going, okay, I'm going to put my future of
Coaching these guys up.
Yeah, and
coaching those wide receivers.
And Drake May into guys that possibly could be good.
Yeah. All right. Well, great lead, Wiggy. I don't get it, but you can talk about it all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We have a little bit of a trade war going with Canada.
Mm. Okay.
We've talked about that on the show. Tariffs back and forth. Up there, they've gone so far as to take some of our Kentucky bourbon off the shelves at the liquor store. They have threatened, I talked about it at one point as a lead, they have threatened not to vacation in Old Orchard Beach.
Terrible.
In my adopted home continent of Maine. But over the weekend, the Canadians suggested perhaps the most drastic nuclear option in the trade war, and that is depriving America of Pornhub.
That's a Canadian company?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
This is a real
and
issue.
They are now threatening to take Pornhub away. And I don't know about you. I do know about you.
It's a real issue.
We will not go quietly.
No, not at all.
We will not go quietly.
It is a massive problem. We went to Florida. I was like, what's going on here?
Right.
Porn doesn't work down here.
They can pry Pornhub from my cold left hand, if I may say it that way, Courtney.
Yep.
And I will not stand for this.
Wow.
America needs Pornhub. It's not fair to deprive us of Pornhub.
Well, is that the highest quality when it comes to websites?
I don't know much about it.
I mean, it's a good one there, but it's probably one of the top when it comes to...
To free.
Free, but also when it comes to HD quality, you got to factor that in, stuff that you can potentially search. You know, everybody's got their own kinks out there.
Okay.
And they have a wide variety.
We don't kink shame.
Yeah, we have wide variety of search options and categories for you.
A lot of search options,
yes,
coach.
Yes, a lot of categories for you.
A lot of categories.
Yeah, whatever you dive into. But that is very, that is.
And it already doesn't work in Florida?
Mm. Well, Florida, remember, Florida had the whole thing where I think you have to, put a whole thing in to use porn down there.
What?
What's the governor of Florida's name?
Ron
DeSantis.
Yeah, remember they They shut it all down.
They did for a little bit. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, when you go down there, like if you try to use it, when we're down a floor.
Okay, I don't need to know what you were doing in your room.
I'm not saying, but Courtney, let's say we're all adults here.
Courtney, do not search old man aeroplaning on beach.
Yeah,
it's not gonna. That won't be what you think.
All right, good.
You're not gonna get what you think.
I've also noticed, like Pornhub, all the other sites aside, Twitter. Instagram has become a lot more graphic. Like I'll search things on Twitter for our news stories for Mitch, and it doesn't matter what you search. If you try to go to media, there is full frontal nudity going on X.
Yeah,
and it did not used to be like that.
Oh. Yeah. Well, your algorithm.
It's not algorithm.
I don't get none of that.
Well, are you searching?
I search a lot of things on Twitter, but I don't get full frontal nudity.
I do.
From guys.
Courtney will show you how.
Exactly. I love how people never like, I don't know what it is.
You'll get the full frontal from White Lotus, unfortunately.
I didn't watch last night.
that show is weird this season. We don't have time to talk about it now, but it's weird.
Well, we got full frontal last episode too.
Yes,
we got Panoose.
Yes, that's what I'm referring to.
Oh yeah.
All right. Anyway, those are our leads, and Canada is now threatening to use the nuclear option. They are going to take Pornhub away from America.
Prayers up
as the next act in the trade war.
So go to RedTube.
Be aware of that. All right, we're going to get to They Said It coming up in just a little bit. Quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. Here is Courtney right now with what is trending this hour.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Selection Sunday was yesterday. Auburn is the one seed in the South. Duke gets number one in the East. Houston in the Midwest and Florida in the West. The Red Sox got a win over the Twins yesterday, 6-5. Garrett Crochet went four innings, giving up a run on two hits while striking out seven. Split squad today with games against the Braves in Northport and against the Orioles at JetBlue. First pitch at 1:05 for both. You can listen to the matchup with the Orioles on AM 850 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. The Bruins have the Sabres in town tonight. Puck drop is at 7. And the Celtics off till tomorrow, but Peyton Pritchard broke the record for most three-pointers off the bench in a single season in the fourth quarter on Saturday with his 219th three.
That's a pretty good record to break when you think about it. And he still has a reasonable opportunity left because they got some regular season games left. So that's whatever he ends up with.
Right.
Might be a record that would stand for a while.
Yeah.
I would think.
You would think, but today's NBA, it's all about the next guy. You know, you think about how many threes they hawk up a game. But, yeah, it's good for Pete Pritch, man. You've been on him from day one. And he's definitely, you know, he probably could be making a lot more money somewhere else as a starter. And obviously, you know, he's continuing on to be a great role player. Lou Williams. We all know Lou Williams was like one of the, you know, six man of the year guys. Said he just better be careful he doesn't get caught and stuck in that role because he could be costing himself a lot of money.
When it comes to the NFL, the Bengals paying everyone. Ja'Marr Chase getting 4 years, $161 million with $112 guaranteed, making him the highest non-QB in NFL history. T. Higgins got 4 years, $115 million with the first 2 years guaranteed. And it's great to have goals. It's even better to have experts help you attain those goals. Experts in weight loss, awaken180weightloss.com. That's what's trending. Here is Jackson with your weather.
Rainy today, very, very rainy all day, and it's going to be around 55, 56 for your high.